step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
John Decker joins us now, our White House correspondent. John, should we talk about Kamala Harris's senior advisor leaving or listen to George Michael's entire song? What do you want to do?
No, that's all right. I think let's talk about the news.
So the House of Cards crumbling around the vice president. What's going on here with the senior advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris leaving the post?
Well, in the past 24 hours, three more press aides working in the vice president's office have announced that they are leaving their jobs. This comes on the heels of the communications director for the vice president announcing that she would leave her job. That was announced last month. And so it's a cascade of departures, and it's just so unusual. You know, I've covered the White House going all the way back to President Bill Clinton's first term in office. I have never seen an administration with such high-profile departures happen in the first year in office like this White House is experiencing, and that shows you things are not going well for the vice president, certainly in terms of her communications office, but I think it goes beyond that.
She has horrible communication skills. She can't stop laughing, first of all, but secondly, rarely does she get out there and try and just talk the facts and be serious about things without jumping into one of her little giggly episodes. So with so many people leaving like this, John, is there something going on behind the scenes that they're all starting to realize, or is it the obvious that her numbers are in the toilet in the 20s as far as approval ratings go? Or is there something else bigger going on?
Yeah, I think that, you know, without being privy to what's happening specifically inside that office, it's pretty obvious when you have the approval ratings for the vice president, who really generally in most administrations doesn't garner a lot of attention, around 28%. Something needs to change. And so what they're doing, and you see this, they're cleaning house. All the people that I've mentioned departing with less than a year on the job, that's pretty remarkable. And so the vice president will be starting off the new year, 2022, with a whole new set of individuals occupying these very important roles. And we'll see if it, you know, changes around her approval ratings in any discernible way.
Doubtful. So will she be hiring branding marketing people that can help change the image? Or do you have any idea which direction she's going in these new hires?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so new. And, you know, the announcement of her communications director departure, which happened last month, we've not seen someone fill that role just yet. And it's a tough job. It's a tough job when you're, you know, coming in. You have to be experienced in terms of damage control, because that's often what this White House has been dealing with, is a lot of damage control. And right. There, quite frankly, are not a lot of people that can come in and have that kind of experience. So I'll be following that. But certainly this is not a good place that the vice president finds herself in right now, with these departures, her approval ratings very low, and the way she's perceived generally by the public. Which is not very positive right now.
All right, one of the big topics we've been talking about this morning, in fact, I even had one of the attorneys involved in the Supreme Court case with the Mississippi abortion case before the courts right now, Alan Parker, who was actually one of the lead counsels in the Norma McCorvey, Jane Roe, the Roe v. Wade case, not the early 70s part, but in the early 2000s, joined us. And he's pretty optimistic about where the Supreme Court's going to land as far as the viability and when life begins here, and looks like it might be, you know, moving in the direction of supporting pro-life people and the unborn. So what are your thoughts, first of all, as a reporter, and what you're hearing as this thing's moving forward, but secondly, as an attorney, on how you think this amicus brief may go?
Well, I will tell you, I'll make a prediction, a forecast JT, and that is this. When the Supreme Court hands down its decision, which will likely be late June of next year, maybe as late as early July of next year, it will be a 6-3 decision. It will uphold that Mississippi abortion law, which prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The majority opinion will be written by the Chief Justice John Roberts. And in that majority opinion, he will make clear that their opinion, that majority opinion, is solely on the Mississippi abortion law. It is not in any way doing away with Roe versus Wade. But that being said, just doing upholding the Mississippi abortion law is going to lead to probably 24 states all across the country adopting similar abortion laws in their states. So this will have a real shift on the issue of abortion in our country when the Supreme Court hands down that decision.
All right. Very good. John Decker at the White House. Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.